There's been another change in the top post at the association that represents all drift permit holders in the Bay. Becky Martello is the executive director who herself recently replaced Sue Asplund.
For president in our annual elections, the board elected Mike Rosero, and he's new to that position, following in after Abe Williams. And then for vice president, Larry Christensen was reelected, and for secretary, treasurer, also Lang Solberg was reelected.
Rosero is a 34-year veteran of this fishery, but also long lines out of Kodiak. This week he's skippering the Miss Gina around the long way back to Bristol Bay. When we spoke with him before the trip, Rosero said he was honored to be tapped for the job. He's been an outspoken advocate for conservation issues, providing testimony to the legislature this session and appearing in ads that oppose Pebble. Some of the RSDA's members had expressed concern about Abe Williams' ties to the Pebble mine. The vote to make the switch was not unanimous. Martello had nothing but good to offer about Williams' time at the helm.
You know, Abe served in that capacity for an entire year, did a great job in that time, very professional, good, great leadership skills, really knows how to run a meeting and take care of business. And, you know, our annual elections happen every year, so the board just, you know, decided that, you know, a change was due and, you know, decided to vote Mike in to take the helm there for this year. And even that could change again next year, as could any of the other officer positions.
Williams still holds seat B on the board. Other members include Larry Christensen, Lang Solberg, Buck Gibbons, Pete Andrew, Fritz Johnson, and Tony Wood, who replaces Matt Marinkovich after the recent election. Over the past year, there has been turmoil within the association. After longtime board president Robert Hyeno stepped down, Fritz Johnson, Buck Gibbons, Abe Williams, and now Mike Frasero have all held the top spot. Separately, some members started an effort to end the RSDA, which is funded through a 1% tax on the drifters' harvest. But over the fall and winter, between town hall meetings and a number of RSDA partnerships to help fund management operations in Bristol Bay, Martello says some of the angst seems to have soothed.
I think we're absolutely headed in a great direction. I was really pleased with the member meeting this weekend. We walk into those things, you never really know whether it's going to be optimism or pessimism. And we were really pleasantly surprised, had a lot of good one-on-one talk with fishermen there. And, you know, I think they're overall supportive of the work that we're doing. And, you know, I think people are really excited and hopeful about our pilot project and the branding campaign. I think we're in a really good spot. We have great leadership, and we have for the last year, and Mike will continue that, I'm sure. And with news of a preseason price coming out of Copper River the other day, you know, I think people are pretty hopeful this season.
A few set netters attended the BBRSDA member meeting in Naknek Saturday, asking about some improvements to ice availability and such. Set netters are not members of the RSDA, and their requests seem to fall on confused ears. Martello says she talks with set netters often about the work the RSDA is supporting Baywide and about the possibility of them joining forces.
We don't discriminate gear types in the work that we do. You know, it's meant to increase the value of the fishery as a whole. You know, it would be great to get set netters on board in the future, and that is something that's on the agenda, and would love to keep talking to people about that because the work does benefit all gear types in the Bay, and it'd be great if we were all supporting that effort together.
The RSDA says it's supporting 5 days of early efforts at 7 counting projects around Bristol Bay, hoping to put the earliest parts of the sockeye run on Fish and Game's books. It's also agreed to chip in up to $250,000 to Fish and Game's management operations, money that had previously been raised through cost recovery fishing. BBRSDA also provides KDLG with a $20,000 grant that allows us to hire another reporter and travel around the Bay to cover the fishery each summer. We'll have more on the members' meeting, as well as the chilling survey, over the next week on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.